At the box office, Steven Spielberg is the most successful movie maker ever. Taken together, his 15 films have grossed more than $4 billion. But so far, Spielberg hasn't had quite the same success with critics or with the Motion Picture Academy, which has never favored him with a Best Picture or Best Director Oscar. Will his new film, Schindler's List, change all that? Film critic Stephen Schiff went to investigate.
Oscar Schindler was a drinker, a philanderer, and a swindler. He was a cynical businessman who came to Krakow, Poland after the Nazi invasion, looking to get rich off the spoils of war. There was nothing in his past that could have convinced anyone that he had the makings of a hero, but that's what he turned out to be. And in telling his story, Steven Spielberg has undergone a similar trajectory. There's nothing in his previous work, thrilling though a lot of it has been, that could have prepared you for the greatness of Schindler's List. A film almost as astonishing and, yes, even heroic as its main character. Although the movie's based on a brilliant 1982 novel by Thomas Keneally, it's a true story. Schindler was a Nazi party member who arrived in Krakow at the very moment that the Jews were being rounded up and registered and siphoned off into the ghetto. As Jewish businesses were shut down and factories left idle, Schindler saw an opportunity. He would take over a now-defunct kitchenware factory and use it to make pots and pans for the army. All he needed was money, workers, and know-how, which led him to call on a Jewish accountant named Itzhak Stern, played here by Ben Kingsley.
You must have contacts in the Jewish business community working here.
What community? Jews can no longer own businesses. That's why this one's in receivership.
But they wouldn't own it. I'd own it. I'd pay them back in product, pots and pans.
Pots and pans?
Something they can use. Something they can feel in their hands. They can trade it on the black market, do whatever they want. Everybody's happy. If you want, you could run the company for me.
Let me understand. They'd put up all the money. I'd do all the work. What if you don't mind my asking, would you do?
I'd make sure it's known the company's in business. I'd see that it had a certain panache. That's what I'm good at. Not the work. The presentation.
That's Liam Neeson as Schindler, in a performance that combines a buccaneer's swagger with the glamour and mystery of a latter-day Gary Cooper. Neeson's portrayal is dazzling, and so is the way Spielberg and the screenwriter Steve Zaillian handle his character. They never tell us what it was that made Schindler take the risky course he took. They never give him a moment of blinding transformation or conversion. What happens in this movie is that, very gradually, a war profiteer becomes the man who saves 1,100 Jews from the Holocaust. And he does it not because the milk of kindness flows in his veins, but because he's merely human, merely decent. And because tricking the Nazi goons appeals to his sense of bravado a lot more than going along with them. The movie falters in its last 20 minutes, but up until then, it's all the more powerful for the coolness and lack of sentimentality Spielberg brings to his fearful subject. He knows he doesn't have to sell the horror. All he has to do is show it. And he does, with a clarity and a fury that are palpable in every frame. Spielberg has constructed his film as a gripping tension between two forces, between darkness and light, between the gathering darkness of the Holocaust and the gathering light of Schindler's redemption. The cinematography plays off that tension. It's in the most magnificent black and white. And when Schindler's List, the list of the Jews he's saving, is finally typed, the black ink against the white paper drives home a subtle point, that Schindler's goodness has actually arisen because of the evil that surrounds it. What Steven Spielberg has accomplished in 1993 is unprecedented in the history of the movies. In one year, he's made the biggest box office hit ever, Jurassic Park, and with Schindler's List, the finest film made by anybody, not only this year, but in many years.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.